This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the international community to recognize the interim government of opposition leader Juan Guaido as he stands up to disputed President Nicolas Maduro. AP's Ben Thomas.
We must all be guided by the pursuit of the well-being of the Venezuelan people.
UN Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo told the Security Council the crisis has had a grave impact on the Venezuelan people.
With high levels of political polarization, growing humanitarian needs, and serious human rights concerns. And the economic situation in the country has become dire.
Former President Maduro bears full responsibility for this tragedy.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is trying to help the Venezuelan people.
Our nations must stand up for the rule of law and support the leader who the Venezuelan people have affirmed as their legitimate interim president.
But Russia's U.N. Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia told the council,
we're seeing an unceremoniously and in breach of all norms of international law, an attempt by Washington to engineer a coup d'etat in this country.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The death toll from the collapse of a dam holding back mine waste in southern or southeastern Brazil rose to 40 Saturday as searchers flying in helicopters and rescuers laboring in deep mud uncovered more bodies. Rescuers have suspended their search for survivors until Sunday morning. An estimated 300 people were still missing, and authorities expected the death toll to increase during a search made more challenging by intermittent rains. Employees of the mining company, owned and operated by Brazilian mining company Vale, were eating lunch Friday afternoon when the dam gave way, unleashing a sea of reddish-brown mud that knocked over and buried several structures of the company and the surrounding areas. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban may have agreed on a plan for American troops to leave Afghanistan. In return, the insurgent group has given assurances that no international terrorist groups would be allowed to use Afghan soil to threaten America or any other country in future. The U.S. drawdown plan would require the Taliban to observe a ceasefire. Both the withdrawal and the ceasefire, however, will be limited and conditional. A Pakistani lawyer who fled to the Netherlands after defending a Christian against blasphemy charges is now returning to Pakistan. Lawyer Saiful Maluk has announced that he will return to attend the January 29th Supreme Court hearing of his client, Asia Bibi. Tuesday's proceedings will decide an appeal against Bibi's acquittal, which was issued in October after she had spent years in prison under a death sentence. Maluk left the country last year when violence broke out following Bibi's acquittal and he received death threats. Yellow vest protests continued across France for the 11th week in a row. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Around France, police deployed about 80,000 officers to patrol the events and to disperse trouble. At the iconic Bastille Plaza in Paris, police used tear gas on demonstrators who held items within reach. Elsewhere in Paris were more peaceful protests. One protester named Brice complained at the current state of affairs. We don't have money. We will be here every Saturday, don't you worry. This summer we will still be here because we can't go on holidays. Macron has sapped some support for the movement by taking an active role in recent days in a national debate in towns across France, launched to address the protesters' concerns. Some protesters have called this a smokescreen to distract the French from his pro-business policies. I'm Karen Chamas.
A dozen immigrant workers at one of President Donald Trump's golf clubs in New York, who are in the U.S. illegally, were fired this month. And even though managers knew about their legal status for years, a lawyer said for the workers. As the president railed against immigrants coming into the country illegally during the government shutdown, a manager at the Trump National Golf Club in Westchester County called a dozen immigrant workers into a room one by one January 18th and fired them. Many of them had worked at the club for a dozen or more years, according to the lawyer. And they say the managers knew they had submitted phony documents, but they looked the other way. And Pope Francis delighted a crowd of about 600,000 people at Saturday's main event at his Panama visit, an evening vigil service in the Metro Park area of East Panama City. After looping through the cheering crowds in his Pope Mobile, Francis told the audience he understood their anxieties and fears for a future where jobs are scarce and education not always available. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.